next item is subdivision 2005-64, Palisades Land LLC, the estuary as a preliminary.
Well, this application's been deferred since August 24th of this year.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before I proceed, I would like to welcome back Mr. Robertson.
Thank you.
He was sorely missed. I certainly have utilized his wonderful resources over the past few days to try to formulate a motion on this. I might suggest that before I read the motion that I'm going to put in front of the commission for consideration, if anyone has any comments or anything, I'd entertain. If not, I will make my motion.
Gentlemen, if I may, just by way of a little bit of background on this one, it comes up again, the difference between the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone and the AR1 clustering. And I just wanted to remind the commission, I think everybody realizes this, but in this type of development, 7,500 square foot are permitted when there's central water and sewer. There's not that additional superiority layer that we have in the AR1 clustering ordinance. You know, and the density that they proposed is permitted density within the AR1 environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone. But at any rate, just in light of that, considering the record before the commission, plus the fact that there's already been some activity with regard to at least part of this project, any motion that's made should articulate specifically reasons for or against, particularly with regard to whether they satisfied, you know, the item, the 99C of the subdivision ordinance and the requirements of the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone. You still miss me, Mr. Johnson?
Absolutely. And I must understood what you said. Are you still asking for comments from the commissioners,
Mr. Smith? It was a suggestion, yes.
Well, I know we've had the hearing, we've had our discussions already, and I think my position has not changed in terms of my concern about the safety and welfare of the residents of the area, given the conditions of the roads and the location, let alone the potential environmental impact. So I don't know if my position's changed in regards to those issues and concerns in terms of the size of the development for the location, as well as the type of roads that are in that area that are going to service the existing residents, let alone all these new folks. So.
Thank you for your feedback, and presupposing that your position would be the same, I tried to work with Mr. Robertson and come up with something that would address those concerns. With that said, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2005-64 for the estuary based on the record and for the following reasons, them being: one, the proposed subdivision is in compliance with the Sussex County subdivision ordinance and favorably addresses the items set forth in section 99-9C of the ordinance and represents orderly planned residential growth in the county. Two, the land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development at a density of approximately 2 lots per acre. The proposed subdivision density of 1,052 lots is approximately 1.43 lots per acre, less than the maximum permitted density. Three, the proposed subdivision has been designed in an environmentally responsible manner, providing appropriate setbacks and buffers, preserving wetlands and large sections of woodlands, and will be served by a central water system operated by Tidewater Utilities and will be served by a Sussex County sewer system. Four, the proposed subdivision is located in the environmentally sensitive developing area, which is designated as a growth area under the Sussex County Land Use Plan, where development is anticipated and directed. Five, the proposed subdivision is clustered as permitted in the environmentally sensitive developing area As a result, 56% of the project, or 416 acres, is open space, including the conservation of forested and natural areas. 6, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools or public and community facilities. 7, the development will provide extensive active and passive recreational uses, including swimming pools, basketball and tennis courts, exercise facilities, and other type uses. 8, the development, subject to the conditions imposed, will not adversely affect uses, values, or the environment of the area. 9, the project will not adversely affect area waterways as a result of the buffering that has been provided for all wetlands and waterways. In addition, surface and stormwater will be contained and treated on site through the project's extensive stormwater management plan, resulting in improvements to the quality of stormwater. This preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. The maximum number of lots shall not exceed 1,052, which was the number applied for, and the reduction of lots from the 1,060 shown on the applicant's most recent plan, lots numbered 365 through number 370 and Old Marsh Bend East, shall be eliminated. The applicant shall cause to be formed a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, recreational areas, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and best management practices shall be utilized. Street lighting shall be provided, and the location of the street lights shall be shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included within any lot lines. The restrictive covenants governing the project and the final site plan must include the agricultural use protection notice and the wetlands notice. They shall also include a notice that hunting activities occur in neighboring and adjacent properties. They must also prohibit the use of any off-road ATV-type vehicles on the property other than by the homeowners association or its designee for maintenance. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. A school bus shelter with parking for at least 6 vehicles shall be established at each entrance to the site or as other such location as approved by the school district. The development shall be served by a central water system operated by an approved public utility company. The development shall be served as part of Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District. The applicant shall comply with all roadway intersection and entrance improvements required by DLDOT. Any road realignment shall be in conformity with DLDOT regulations. No more than 200 residential building permits shall be issued in any year, and the phasing of the project shall be in accordance with the construction phasing noted in tab 4 of the applicant's exhibit book. Sidewalks and multi-use trails shall be shown on the final site plan. The central recreation complex shall be constructed and open for use by residents of the development within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit. No docks or launching facilities for motorized watercraft shall be maintained on the site. The applicant shall provide agricultural buffers and wetland buffers in accordance with applicable requirements. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There shall be no lots or stormwater management facilities or other structures within 50 feet of the cemetery existing on the property. In addition, the developer shall comply with any requirements established by the Delaware State Historic Preservation Office concerning the cemetery. There shall not be any commercial activities within the site, including the proposed snack bar or grill. A note confirming this shall be included with the final site plan. The proposed RV and boat storage area shall be relocated to a more centralized location within the project. Any wells, water towers, or water tanks shall be located at least 300 feet from adjacent boundary lines. Any proposed water tower or water tank shall be painted in a sky neutral color with no advertising or identifying logo or script, graphic features, or characteristics. The final site plan shall show the location of any proposed or future maintenance and or storage buildings serving the community. These buildings shall be internally located within the subdivision. The applicant shall maintain any rights of access that third parties may legally have across the property. The developer shall preserve as many existing trees as possible within the site and shall designate existing forested areas on the final site plan. Also, as stated by the applicant, the restrictive covenant shall include a tree preservation covenant. That, gentlemen, is the motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-64, Palisades Land, Inc., LLC, the estuary as a preliminary with the comments and reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
No.
One opposed. The motion passes 4-1. Our next